Hello, welcome back to another URY interview. My name is Dan Cree, and I'm joined with Joe Williams. How are you doing for the band Himalayas? You all right?
I'm really good. Thanks, man. Thank you.
Great.
Yourself?
Yeah, not bad. Thanks, not bad. So I thought we could start with just to talk about the latest single that's been released, Into the Trap. It's like, I guess the latest in a line of singles you're putting out before the album comes out.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. It's
So.
the fourth, I think, now from the air, which is cool.
I'm really enjoying listening to it. It's a great track, you know. As soon
Thanks
as
so much.
the riff comes in at the beginning, and
Yeah,
a big old riff
definitely.
it is,
Yes.
you know it's gonna be a banger. So who wrote the riff?
So it was all Mike. So myself and Mike are the main writers for the band. And the guys kind of like, pepper it with other bits, drum bits and bass bits. But myself and Mike are the main writers. But Mike wrote this latest song. And yeah, it just came to us. He said he wrote this during, it was like during lockdown. And was like messing around, like I think on GarageBand, and kind of he had this trap beat, like you drag and drop stuff, like it's trap beat, and it's like it nothing to do with Himalayas. It's like kind of like this is just a mess around. I'm just joking around, and then he just started playing to this trap beat, and suddenly the song was kind of formed. But it's evolved quite a bit since then. But yeah, we kind of normally myself and Mike come to practice or come to a rehearsal and say, look, or send the guys like a project and just say, this is what we're thinking. Let's work on this next time we see each other and stuff. So I remember him, Mike coming in and being like, yeah, this is something maybe with the album. And I think a lot of the time, like we're on this album as well, like we kind of some songs got pushed to the side because no, like just demos where you're going, oh, we're not feeling this. But I remember feeling, like that was a song with Mike's that everyone in the room was like, yeah, like this is gonna work.
That's
This is
the
gonna be
power of
good.
the riff. That's the power of the
Yeah,
riff.
definitely.
I mean, that's very interesting how it kind of came to be. You know, when you listen to the track, you obviously don't think, oh, this all started from a
From a
trap beat.
trap beat, I know, right?
No, it's great. It's
Yeah,
awesome.
so I think a part of like Mike's like lyricism then was like, and the title of the song was kind of like a bit of a Mickey take
Right.
then from that.
Yeah, I was gonna ask, what is the trap? What's the kind of the thought
Yeah, I
behind that?
think,
But
yeah, for me and Mike, like I think we both try and write with like double meaning. It's kind of like we never want it to be so spelled out. I think when even when things are, there's always lines that we try and tag on to make things like sound a bit different. I think for both of us, we're huge Bowie fans, so I think when one of my favorite things about Bowie is like, when apparently when he wrote, he like cut up lyrics, so he'd write the full song and be like, this is done. And then cut up lyrics and then remake a song to mean something else. And I think for us, like that's a huge inspiration. And I think all of our lyrics, we try and make it so that it's not a paint by numbers, and
Yeah.
that really you can take your own kind of thing from it. But we have our own secret and personal meanings to the songs.
Yeah. No, great stuff. And so that's a single from the album that you're dropping in May,
Yeah, May the 5th, yeah.
from Hell to Here.
Yeah.
So what are your thoughts for that coming out? Are you excited? Is everyone excited?
I'm super excited, and I think
Yeah.
the guys are as well. I think this has been like what feels like forever. I mean, we've been a band for a short while, so I think we could have done an album sooner, and I think had it not been for a number of reasons, and then the pandemic and everything else, we probably would have done one sooner. But I think we wouldn't have been ready. We'd have done a subpar album, something that we could have done better than at some point. And I think this feels like the right time. Like we when we went to the studio, songs felt great. We all felt old enough and mature enough to do something, and to be proper musicians. So I think we're all really excited for people to hear it, because there are songs on this album in particular. There's two tracks we've never played live, to other people. Obviously we've played them in rehearsal and when we recorded, but so they're brand new. If you've never seen a show of ours since the start of the band, you still wouldn't have heard those tracks. And then there are some, like that we would say fans have asked us to play, or like, so there are some on that album that, or friends or family have been like, oh, I love that song. I can't wait to hear that properly done. So there are some that I'm really excited for people to hear.
Yeah, I'm excited to play it live and all that kind of thing. The crowd's
100%.
reaction.
Yeah,
Yeah.
definitely.
Oh, no, it'd be
Yeah, so
great.
it's really exciting.
Yeah, it'd be really cool. So, I mean, what can we expect from the album sonically? Obviously, we've heard a few singles already, and there seems to be, a kind of cohesion and a kind of theme throughout that.
Yeah.
Can we expect more of that? Is that kind of the sound of the album? Big
Yeah,
guitars, sort of.
there's some kind of red herrings, I guess, like in that respect. I think we branch out on a few things. I think there's a song called The Mirror, which is one of my favorite tracks that we've ever written. And I think it just whenever we've played that live, or it just yeah, we've done hometown shows and things like that, and it seems to be the a bit of a difference maker in terms of our set, because it's just more, slightly more emotive, I guess, than we've done before, a release before. So I think that's going to be a good one. I'm really looking forward to seeing like a song called After Time, which is the album closer, come out. I think that's going to be, just again a slight branch off from some of the, like we're still a rocky band.
Yeah.
If you like rock music, you're going to love every track on the album. But I think there are certain songs that even if you don't like rock music, I'm hoping the melodies are so, feel so strong to me,
Yeah.
that you're going to like us, I hope.
I think you definitely get a sense of that from what you've previously released from this album,
Gotcha.
very strong melodies, earworms and,
Oh,
that kind
thank
of
you.
thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, appreciate it.
So, I mean, when I was thinking about what to ask you, I was thinking what would be helpful for our listeners. And, we're very lucky in York to have a really great student music scene. And
Yeah.
I was thinking if I was, if I was a student in a band, which I actually am, but
Yeah, nice.
if I was a different student in a band or thinking about forming a band, about some advice from you, who's kind of in a band who's picked up some steam and got some momentum
Yeah.
going and just how did the group form? How did Jimenez form?
Well, myself and Mike started off in high school together, and James joined our school later on. So we knew each other from a very young age. James is in other bands, like slides music that we weren't necessarily the biggest fans of, myself and Mike, but I think he adds something and has made us like listen to other music that we didn't necessarily listen to before. So we are friendly. We knew each other, and through college as well. And then it got towards the end of college, towards uni, and we were like, we should probably do something now. We should make a band. We're old enough to go into venues and drink and stuff. Like when you get to like 18, you're like, yeah, we could do something now instead of, doing small gigs and small pub shows and things. We were like, we can actually form a band now. So when we were, yeah, we kind of, myself and James had a conversation, and I said, look, I would really like you to come and play with us. And then Louis worked with James at the time and played guitar, but didn't play bass. Didn't ever have the plan of being in a band. So like myself, Louis, James and Mike had always wanted to do something like this, but we just, and the different kind of ways.
Yeah.
And so yeah, we just started, and then we didn't really look back from there. We kind of did the first EP, and then something, thank God that you just took off, and kind of we were un it was unexpected. So I think
Yeah.
if I was to give some kind of advice looking back at that now, especially in particular, is like, I guess, like, to trust in your own thing. I think like a lot of the time, you know the music you like, you'll know the influences and the inspiration and kind of what you want to do. And to trust in that, really, because I think a lot of people, a lot of people have opinion, whether that's in the industry or whether that's friends, family, like that kind of thing. I'm not saying that they necessarily had that for us, but it just, people kind of like, oh, you should do this or you should do that. And I think for me anyway, looking back at that, I think the thing that's kept us going through, well, since the start of the band, has just been the fact that we listened to ourselves, and we kind of were like, yeah, like we want to do this, so we're not going to listen to anyone else and say, no, I'm going to compromise and get a 9-to-5 job, or I'm gonna or something else would be better for us. I think this was like, we wanted to be a rock band, even when, like even when people were saying, oh, you could do pop, or you could do this, or you could do that, I think we just wanted to do the music we wanted to do.
Yeah, that's interesting. So, I mean, it's got to start with, if there are students out there thinking about starting a band, it's really got to start with think about what kind of music you want to play, I guess, and
Yeah.
go from there and really yeah, I guess try and form a band with people you already know and you're already friends with.
Yeah, like-minded people is huge. Like, it's someone who's as committed as you. Because I think there's nothing worse than, like, after we've seen friends, bands fall to the kind of the wayside because one person's really keen on doing one thing in particular, and somebody's keen on doing another thing, and suddenly, like, you find a friction between that, and sometimes that works. But I think, for me personally, anyway, I think I just wanted someone with the same amount of commitment as myself to do the thing we wanted to do.
Yeah. And so when you formed the band and when you were, out gigging and that kind of thing, how did the band kind of start to become noticed? Why do you think that happened?
Yeah, I think we started off, it was like every, most bands, you know, like you just play the show and you stand there and you kind of you watch other people. And I think by gigging and watching other people, I think that's where we learn how to do our craft. I think it's something I would recommend massively to especially particularly young people or people who are starting to like to be in bands or wanting to be in that. Like, even if you're a teen, you're like 15 or like just watch people, I think. And I think that was for me what changed things anyway, because we had like the song like Thank God Really start to take off, but I think we improved our show massively over that period of time. We went from doing small shows and kind of not really doing too much to really seeing where the level was at and how to kind of feel different. So I think our show became really good because we were able to just kind of, I suppose, like make a character out of it. You know, we
Yeah.
each of us had our own thing
Yeah.
and ways and things we start to do live. And I think those were, yeah, those were beneficial to us, and it made the live show feel exciting as well. What I think is exciting.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really cool then. So kind of developing a personality as a band and kind of I guess becoming known doing something in the scene, the
Yeah,
doing this
definitely.
thing,
Yeah. Yeah, it's like you don't want to be gimmicky, but I mean, like, you know, if you go to a certain show and you know that person's going to do something that I like, you're going to go again. So I think, you know, something like that, we were able to create something like that, I think. And then people start to come back and buy tickets. And so, you know, it was great.
And then so sort of thinking about writing then, young bands might never have written before, never written music
Yeah.
before. How would you do you have any tips or kind of how did you start to write your own originals?
Keep writing and don't get annoyed at yourself, I think, is my best advice. I think I've written so many songs that I would never go back to and detest. You know, like so many things go in the bin. And I still do that now. You know, like I still, or you park things because sometimes you just put a pin in it and just say, oh, that it doesn't work right now. It doesn't feel good right now. Or I can't finish this right now. But at some point you'll come back to that and finish it. You know, or some point you'll come back to it and be like, oh yeah, that sounds good.
I mean, quite a I guess common sort of trope is to this idea of like having to finish everything that you write. A lot of people
Yeah.
say, sit down and think of an idea and just finish it. Would you agree with that, or would you sort of think, come up with loads of ideas and go to which ones you're feeling?
Yeah, I think it depends on the day. I suppose like for myself, I write in a different way now than I did when I first started. I think when I first started, I was really precious about things. So like everything I would write, I would just be like, this has to be the best thing that I've ever done. So like when I first started, I was like, oh, okay, like, oh, this isn't good enough. And then I was like, oh, okay, well, why isn't it good enough? And kind of thing. And then I suddenly started to realize that I was gonna have days where like, oh, I'm not gonna write, you know, I'm not gonna write Imagine by John Lennon today. You know, or whatever. So like it was kind of, yeah, it was kind of that realization really that it didn't need to be spot on every single day, and I could always come back to things, because that's the beauty of today, is like you've got Logic or you've got a home studio or you've got voice memos on your phone that you can just record. Like, it's so accessible now that I have like studio stuff at home. So I wake up and I oh if I want to play or if I want to do something, I just start and it's there. It's so accessible. If I'm humming something in the day and I think, oh, that sounds great, is everything's there for me to do it. And I think that's beneficial to just record everything. You're on the bus and you're on the bus and you kind of think you're going to look like an idiot, but it's fine because No one's gonna remember you humming on the bus like in 2 days or a day's time, but you might get something killer out of
Yeah, that's really great advice. And then maybe lastly, so might
Yeah.
seem a little bit weird, but in my regular show on URY, we have this segment called well, it's a segment about Mount Rushmore in the USA, and we
Yeah.
construct a Mount Rushmore for specific categories. So we've done ones about like peep show characters and musicians and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So if I was to get you to create your Mount Rushmore of vocalists or guitarists, who would you say
Yeah.
the four top people for you?
Oh, that's tough. I think Bowie and Prince would be two.
Huge.
Yeah, I just think Bowie is an artist. Like, I think the overall package, like the whole thing, is just spectacular. Prince is like one of the greatest artists to have ever lived. So, and I think even his guitar playing is like one of my favorite guitarists, because I think when he did that George Harrison
Yeah,
Hall of
I know the
Fame
one you mean.
"While My Guitar Gently Weeps," and
Yeah.
just for me, the sheer quality and the confidence to do that is huge.
That was mental when he threw his guitar into the
Yeah,
air.
throw his guitar. Yeah, it's so
Yeah.
good, and the solo is amazing. And then it gets difficult from here because there's so many people I actually really like. I think I'm just gonna have to go with like classic, like greats, you know, like because like people now as well. There's loads of people I really, really like now, but I think maybe just for the lyrics as well, that you go with John Lennon, and
Yeah.
then I'm trying to think now. Maybe Stevie Wonder, just because of, again,
Yeah.
just the multi-instrumentalist. But yeah, it's a toss-up. There's loads of great artists, and like lo loads of great artists now as well, like that I just absolutely love.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's difficult because you could do like a modern and an older version of that, because it's so difficult to choose, right?
Yeah, there's some absolutely fantastic picks.
Gotcha.
Okay, great. I think that's about it. So,
Awesome.
listeners, make sure you go out and listen to everything that Himalayas have put out on all streaming platforms, and make sure to listen out for their debut album From Hell to Here coming out on May 5th. Thanks very much for
Awesome.
listening, and goodbye.